broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks have used to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Yeah, man. It's July the 4th, 2050, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm an old man. That's my birthday, July the 4th, 2050. How old would I be? Can y'all guess? April Fool's, just kidding. It is April the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021, though. That's right, 2021, April the 1st, Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome to the broadcast. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Volkswagen has a April Fool's joke for you coming up in the broadcast and a whole lot more. Our goal always to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. That is the supreme law, and that is not an April Fool's joke. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And that is not a joke either. Every Friday, we double down and say it's a faith-filled, fantastic, freedom-loving Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. That is not a April Fool's joke either. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. And it's not a joke that we need your donations at lovingliberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please? Now, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on at Jackson County, Texas, Sheriff A.J. Louderback. He says there's lawlessness at the southern border. Irreparable harm is the term he used to describe it. Yeah, we also had the good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack on the radio with us, CSPOA.org, and Mack and Louderback broke it down for us. Louderback says every peace officer in the United States of America and every citizen should be extremely concerned about the attitude, the lawlessness, the complete abject removal of law. Yeah, that's the Biden administration. Louderback told Tucker Carlson's Fox News Tonight, or Carlson Tonight, under, quote, Joe Biden's non-deportation rules, immigrants cannot even be deported if they get a DUI, commit fraud, commit tax crimes, assault somebody. Yeah. Fox News reported that. Yeah, they say that it's serious indeed. They almost have a diplomatic immunity. They say Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, will be stood down. They simply can't do their job. Yeah. So there you have that. Absolute lawlessness at the border. What a sad tale to tell. Great for A.J. Louderback, sheriff, standing up tall for liberty. We also got the news that Hillary Clinton is indeed protected from testifying about her email server. I should say here, illegal email server. After the Supreme Court rejected the case, the Western Journal reporting the details on this one. The Supreme Court declined to allow Hillary Clinton to be deposed in a lawsuit brought by Judicial Watch. All right, this is an example where I submit to you that this is where the swamp is just above the people in secret combinations, folks. How do you let illegals and Hillary go? But yet you put an Ammon Bundy in prison for 2 years. But Ammon's guilty of what? The answer is nothing. Hillary's guilty as all get out, but she runs free thanks to the Republican-elected Supreme Court. Now, Biden's gun control is the crown jewel that they're looking for. The UN Small Arms Treaty is back, and it's rapidly approaching, warns Rand Paul. Not only that, the Colorado shooter, they want to take all of our guns away because of the Colorado shooter now, but it turns out the Colorado shooter did indeed pass a background check to obtain the murder weapon. Did you know that? So more laws won't help. It'll just disarm the innocent. It'll disarm the good guys. Insanity in the Republic today, ladies and gentlemen. Not. That's my headline, not. Because the headline says, new Hunter Biden foreign aid scandal could reach all the way to the White House. I submit to you that Biden is part of the deep state swamp, or in the old days we used to call it the shadow government. And Biden, like Clinton, there'll be no harm, no foul to Hunter or to Joe. All right? You've literally got Joe. He's comatose up in the Oval Office, but yet at the same time, he's your president. Duly elected, they claim. You challenge that narrative and you're guilty of fake news everywhere and they'll shut you down. I've already been kicked off Twitter. Yeah, they shut my Twitter account down. Why? Because I dared to report that there's a team of physicians and scientists out of Israel that claim that for the elderly in Israel, the COVID vaccine is killing more people than the COVID itself. Well, for reporting on their report, I got kicked off Twitter. They say if I repent, in other words, take down my fake news, my reporting on their report, then they'll put me back on Twitter. I refuse to date. All right, we also talked about, according to the FBI, authorities have arrested William Tryon. And William Tryon is a guy who's known, or I should say friends with Richard Mack. All right, authorities have arrested William Tryon. They just say in connection with the assault on the U.S. Capitol. The guy's 70 years old. He's facing three federal misdemeanor conduct or misdemeanor charges, including disorderly conduct. I don't even know what that means at the Capitol, but there you have it. The guy could go to jail for years. Of course, Hillary runs around free. Illegals run around, special privilege everywhere. Rip, brother, that's rest in peace. G. Gordon Liddy passed away. They say he was the architect of the Watergate burglary. He's now dead, 90 years old. Our prayers are with him. I liked G. Gordon. He was a pretty good talk show host. And he was a personal dear friend of Richard Mack's. All right, Donald Trump now launched a website to allow his supporters and the press to contact him at his website. The website's 45, that's the numbers, 45office.com. It'll serve as the president's main source of communication with the public. Why? Because social media is not around, right? So I did. I reached out to the president's website, 45office. That's the numbers, 45office, 45office.com. And so I got on that website. I emailed the president of the United States, and I got back an email that says this. Well, so my headline says, Sam invites Trump to join him on the radio. And then I got back a response that says, from the office of Donald Trump, or Donald J. Trump, and then it's no reply at 45office.com. We have received your message. Thank you for your inquiry. Our staff is currently reviewing your request. So, you know, my prayer is that things go well, right? So it's 45office.com. Check that out. I'll keep an eye on if President Trump gets back to me. Would love to have him on. Would love to talk about the tremendous work that he's doing. As far as I understand, he's building a new social media kind of a platform, which is really exciting. The former president of the United States is also working with the public. I don't know any other president that after he gets out of office decides he wants to deal with the public and hear from us and be involved with us. And it's pretty impressive. And that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. On to news the networks refuse to use today. It all starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Believe it or not, Kurt's back. He took a hiatus from the show a little bit. He had a lot of family things to take care of, a lot of work things to take care of. He's been on the radio with me for 25-plus years. The guy just said, hey, I need a little bit of time to get, you know, things going on. And you know what? I thanked him for his 25 years of service and said, hey, come back whenever you're ready. And he's back. Welcome back, Kurt Crosby, to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Howdy, Sam.
Hopefully your hiatus give you a little bit of break, a little bit of catch up, a little breathing room. 25 years is a long haul, buddy.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I mean, really, when you think about our time in radio, you know, we started in the, I guess it was 92, so it was, I mean, pretty close to 30, really. But, I mean, I know you're talking about the program. But, you know, we've, I remember those early days when we were working to put other programs on the radio after we learned that they were available, you know, as we kind of, I guess you could say, evolved from our, you know, we believe in evolution, I guess you could say. And we,
our ignorant state of bliss.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you listening in the middle of the night, you know, as a blind person working, you know, day or night wasn't any difference for you. And you'd say, man, there's these really good programs in the middle of the night. And I was like, well, I got to try to tune into those, you know. And we'd both hear them and started checking around and saying, hey, why don't you put these on during the day? You know, so other people can hear them and that kind of thing. And that particular guy he just basically turned this radio network that was called the People's Radio Network. He turned that on late at night because then he could have something on the air when he went home. Good friend of ours, old Jesse Veach. Pretty amazing times to think about those days. And now here we are.
Amen to that. Time flies when you're having fun. Kurt Crosby's back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll break that down a little more for you, too. It reminds me, though, of kind of a Toby Keith song. How do you like me now? I'll explain in seconds on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Crosby's back. Welcome to the broadcast. Toby Keith saying it right. How do you like me now? We learned about talk radio, felt like people were nuts, man, but we researched and found out they were telling the truth. They were correct. They weren't nuts at all. And that's really the wake-up call that we all get, Kurt Crosby, as we listen to the radio and hear some of the outlandish things that people talk about that turned out to be true. It's just like, are you kidding me right now? And that's how we decided we must be involved in telling the tale of Liberty. 25 plus years later, you're right, we've been involved in radio for 30 years, but 25 since this radio program began. This is actually the 25th year anniversary of Liberty Roundtable Live. It was called Your Business back in the day, making items of interest your business. And then a buddy of ours brought forth news the networks refused to use, a great slogan. His name was Adam. He's passed away now. So rest in peace to Adam. But we've learned along the way. We've worked together. We've had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And, man, Kurt's back, folks. He won't be with us every day because he's too busy. But he will be with us. How do you like me now? That's kind of the song, Kurt. People, even our families, thought we were crazy in the beginning, didn't they?
Well, yeah. You know, and the bottom line is unless people are there for every little movement or moment, they can't have the same information, you know. And we understand our wives certainly are not, you know, they're certainly different people than us. But they've put up with us all those years. You know, and when you look back at those early days and you look now, I mean, certainly we wish we could have more, I guess you could say, more influence or input, but we're grateful for the, especially the accompaniment of people, you know, like you mentioned, Adam, and so many others who've helped the way to kind of let us know. I remember that first night when the guy that we bought the first radio, well, the radio station that you bought, Sam, you know, and when he was there turning the, I guess you could say, keys over to us or whatever, and, you know, feeling like, wow, man, we're in the radio business, you know, and learning all that stuff all those years ago and, you know, putting up things like satellite dishes, digging holes, and figuring out how to make things work, and you tracking wires and things like that. And boy, I'll tell you, the technology just continues to move forward, and it's impressive what you've done, I think, Sam, and hats off to you. You know, as a blind person doing all those amazing things, being alongside, it was always amazing to me just to watch and see how you did things and got things accomplished, whether it was with technology we needed to get, like, you know, something like the tie line and your solution to the to that with the audio compass and so many other things along the way. It's amazing to me to think how fast time's gone by, but heck, like you say, how do you like me now? Time is moving on, and we might as well do all we can to make our little, I guess you could say, dab at preserving liberty and doing the best we can for our children and grandchildren and all those, well, along the road.
There's no doubt on the road's happening, ladies and gentlemen. All things are happening behind the scenes, just so you know. So we normally have Brian Rust, RustQuinnandGift.com, on this segment too with us, Kurt. And we missed Brian, and then he called us back, and he called my number. But then I had to have, because we're adding studios too, we're going to have several studios here soon. You know, the same technology that allowed me to develop Audio Compass. I shouldn't say the same technology, but new technology, which I'm always embracing, is going to let us have multiple studios, battery backup, so that we can run even when the power goes out, and all kinds of stuff are in the works as we speak now. So that's kind of a neat advancement. We thought for our 25th year anniversary, we'd go to a multi-studio mode, and that's when the bureaucrats shut down one studio. We'll just be on another one. How's that?
Yeah.
People are starting to make me mad shutting everybody down, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. I remember watching that, how you would do things. You'd be like, well, if you guys are going to do that, I'm going to have this. It seemed like we were working with one radio network, and you got the word from that you were off, and I think you worked overnight and basically set it up so you were back on the next day, you know.
I don't like that. Look, this is America. This is not China.
That's
people.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
We need to really kind of think about that for a minute and say, look, you can disagree with our views all day long if you want to. But we need to learn to be polite. If somebody has a different view, we've got to take a step back and go, you know what? There's reasons people think what they think. Part of it is their life's experiences. Part of it might be their religious beliefs or their, you know, whatever. But fundamental to people's understanding, and this is America, people can think way different than me. And we need to learn to agree with them. Not that we agree with what they say or what they think or what they believe. We can disagree with that. But we've got to be agreeable when we disagree. And we've got to be civil and polite. And so Richard Mack and I are working on a civility website. It takes time. But I wrote an article called The Clarion Call for Civility. And now the website's going to be callforcivility.com. As we try to help people understand, we've got to be kind to people, even if they're just crazy disagreements. Vaccines, a great example. You know what? A lot of people that I trust and believe a lot in really have a lot of respect for. They're absolutely 100% in for the vaccinations. I'm personally not, but I can't say they're evil or that their choices are bad or that they're wrong and I'm right. And anyway, there's a big old discussion there to be had. Speaking of that, Brian Rust, we're promoting civility on the radio, sir. Are we allowed to do that?
Sure.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, honest news.
That's
honest
right.
News brings about.
And none of that.
Go ahead,
force, and none of that forced civility, right? But just the, you know, the kind that. You know, is, well, it's pro-choice, you know, right?
Yes, it is. All right, where's gold sitting, Brian?
Gold on paper right now sitting at 1,723.80.
2380, so gold's there. Okay, silver?
2475.
Wow, that's gone down a bit, huh?
Well, it's hovering in that. Yeah, I mean, it's bounced down from the, you know, what the highs we've seen. They're kind of pushing it that way. I mean, it's, you know, you have the major demand for product, which is still there. You know, we're chasing it all the time, trying to get it, trying to keep it in, trying to, you know, so that we can sell product. But you know, I guess the government per machines per se, I guess the dollar index and all these machines that kind of run, they don't care about the demand. They just, you know, they kind of change rules when they want to change rules and throw people into the panic mode of, oh, it's coming down, we better get out of this stuff, you know, kind of push it out that way, other way.
But like with your place, I mean, are you selling it for a whole lot less? Or, I mean, like you say, if you're hunting a product and, you know, people are trying to get it and you can't get it, you know, when they tell you the price is a certain thing, it's really not exactly the same thing, is it?
It's not. I mean, yeah. I mean, our demand is still very strong, and we're out always looking, you know, to fill the coffers per se, I guess, or the shelves, because it's just hard to find. You know, I've got wholesalers. You know, a couple of the major guys that I've dealt with for 40, 50 years or whatever, and they don't have product. You know, I talked to them, say, hey, do you got anything today? Is there anything I can buy? You know, and they said, you know, maybe next week I'll have some of this gold, or maybe I'm trying, you know, but yeah, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, I don't know why people would be worried about getting honest money. I mean, when you have such a frugal, careful, you know, spending federal government, I mean, you know, watching our P's and Q's and all those things. I mean, you just can't understand why people would be after something that would maybe maintain its value. Can you?
That's exactly right. Well, they want us to continue to maintain our buy into the dollar type thing and hold paper that they're eventually going to, you know, probably get rid of and want us to go under the cashless society anyway, right? So that they can control even more with a credit card or get on the card. So.
Crazy stuff, huh?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. We still need a rhodium update for Kirk Crosby, Brian. Hang tight. We'll get it in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in California are expected to update California's worst mass shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three others were found dead on Thursday in Orange County. Gunfire ringing out at an office building around dinner time. The suspect was shot and is in custody in the hospital. All eyes will be back on the trial of an ex-Minneapolis police officer this morning. This is the fourth day of witnesses testifying against Derek Chauvin, who stands accused of killing George Floyd last May. One of the witnesses testifying, Cup Food employee Christopher Martin, describes why he believed the $20 bill Floyd gave him was counterfeit.
When I saw the bill, I noticed that it had a blue pigment to it, kind of how a $100 bill will have, and I found that odd, so I assumed that it was fake.
This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A black man is facing charges accused of a violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in Midtown New York City on Monday. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
The policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street.
Major League Baseball is back. Today is opening day, and unlike last year, teams will play 162 games. This is USA Radio News.
Come on now. It's an extended version because he's the grand old Opry, ladies and gentlemen.
I just can't wait to get on
back on a rhodium. Oh, well, we're with Brian Russ. We got the rhodium. You got a rhodium update, Brian?
Cowboy hat. Yeah, I got to grab my cowboy hat and boots, throw those babies on.
Yes, sir.
That rhodium is sitting at 26,000.
26,000 bucks an ounce, Kirk Cosby. How do you like that?
It's great to have a garage full of it, you know. I mean, and I'll tell you what, rhodium, it's one of the ones, what was the phrase? Remember when we learned about that a while back where they manipulate the gold and silver pricing. Is it spoofing? Is that the phrase
yeah.
they use?
That's one of the ways they manipulate. Yes, sir.
And, you know, we saw that, I think it was Chase, you know, getting some big old, you know, punishment from the federal government for, you know, doing it. I think they got like $1 billion fine and they made it $8 billion or something like that. You know, and we've seen that so many times, but, I guess they don't do that with rhodium, but they do it with silver and gold as they, quote, well, they call it the fix. And so, you know, that's the fixed price. And so the fix is in as usual. But, like, what if you want to try to get one of those $1 U.S. mint silver eagles, today? What do you figure, what are they going for? $1 coin, Brian.
Yeah, they're around $37.
Yeah, so one.
That's for a silver eagle, silver dollar, Kurt.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. One from the United States government, the federal treasury, and it says $1 on it, so one equals 37. So you just got to remember that, ladies and gentlemen. So, like, if you're in the, what if you're going to try to buy a dime, you know, how much is a dime, you know, a silver dime, the kind that the Constitution in Article 1, Section 10 says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. So what's a dime cost in Federal Reserve notes, Brian?
Well, the dime's going to cost you about $2.35.
Yeah. So
that's a good deal.
A dime for $2.35 is... And a dollar for 37. See, I mean, you know, you can understand why some people do that math where they're like 2 + 2 doesn't really equal 4 anymore. And, you know, it's like 5 or 12 or something like that. I can see why people get confused in this world we live in, huh?
Amen to that. Can I give you a couple of headlines to highlight Kurt's points, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
I went on the hunt to verify Kurt's claim because I know people like me to document where the sources come from and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter that we're right. People want to see the sources, okay? So I went, and as Kurt was talking, to get the information just for everybody. So here's the two headlines. And I don't know if this is enough to source it for y'all, but usually in the news business, we say you got to have at least two sources. So while Kurt was talking, it took me, a minute and a half to get two news sources documented? Here we go. Here's the headlines just to nail the point. Ready? First one says J.P. Morgan Chase to pay nearly $1 billion in illegal training, or trading, I'm sorry, in illegal trading, WashingtonPost.com. That's the first source. J.P. Morgan Chase to pay nearly $1 billion in illegal trading, WashingtonPost.com. Ready for the second one? J.P. Morgan admits spoofing by 15 traders, Bloomberg.com. That document well enough for you there, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're...
I don't want them to say that I'm peddling fake news now.
We can see it. I mean, you know, we're seeing it. I mean, it's crazy. But you know, they got to run the thing out there. So they really should be able to tell us really what we should have, what we shouldn't have, and that's where that spoofing comes in. Boy, aren't they glad they got that?
You know, and when you look at you know, the old phrase in investments, they tell you stuff like buy low, sell high. You know, that kind of stuff. high tech kind of operation. And I was looking back at the 10-year history of the silver, for example. And as far as I can tell, on April 25th of 2011, which would be, that's about 10 years ago, silver price was $48.84. Now, I don't know if, you know, back then, if to get a silver dollar, you had to pay 70. Or something like that. I'm just telling you what the, you know, little silver spot price, they say, is. And so that would mean right now, Brian, you're really almost like half the highest price of the last 10 years, right?
That's right. You know, I kind of, you know, as I see people come in my shop, and so I say, what's the difference when you know, silver was $48, or even back in 1980 when silver was, you know, $40, $50 again? What's the difference today than then? Deficit.
Deficit,
well,
spending,
yeah.
And they have better control, better spoofing practices, sir.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Yeah, it's their machines are. Yeah, those spoofers are working overtime. You know,
heck yeah, man. All right, now I want to tell you guys something, though. Brian and I were on the radio a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned that I need Joe Biden to tell me which dollar's real. And I was on with Dr. Scott Bradley, and I, you know, he said to me, Sam, if you were at the White House press conference, the first one Joe Biden did, what would you ask Joe Biden? And I said that I would ask Joe Biden, you know, there's $2 out there. One of them's printed by the federal government via the, quote, Federal Reserve third-party banking cartel, supposedly approved by Congress. I submit Congress doesn't have authority to pass the buck, pardon the pun, to somebody else to fake print the money. But that's, you know, a dollar. And then you got the Federal Reserve on one hand making a dollar. Then you've got the United States Treasury, the Mint, minting Silver Eagle silver dollars, and they cost like $38 a piece. And I said, I would ask Joe to tell me which one's the fake news dollar. Joe, please tell me which one's the fake news dollar, because the fake news dollar we need to get rid of. And if he says gold and silver, then, hey, we can get rid of that one and just jettison the Constitution altogether. Or if he says the fiat one's bogus, then we can go back to the dollar and say, you know, President Biden said we need to go back to the original dollar. Either way, though, the point is that they're not both dollars is the point, and we're highlighting that reality. But since that, and I said Joe Biden needs to answer that, I don't know if you know, but Joe called me. Did you guys hear this? Joe Biden called me and he said, man, good point. I'm going to be creating a press conference to announce which dollar's fake and jettison the fake one, because we only want to have a true dollar. And so Joe called me, and he asked me to fly to Washington, and he's going to pick me up in the limo and everything like that. And we're going to roll out and do a Sam Bushman, Joe Biden press conference to announce the truth about the real dollar to everybody.
It is April Fool's Day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm excited.
You got me. You got me, gentlemen. April Fool's.
Oh,
but don't
man.
You wish it were true, gentlemen?
Yeah, amen to that. And, you know, when you really add into that, you know, what is it, the Sacagawea dollars and all the other ones that say $1 on them, you just got to ask yourself, in the old days, you know, in my early days of, like, TV and stuff, they had a thing called What's My Line, or, you know, and, you know, so they had these different people that were sitting there, and you had to try to figure out which one was really telling the truth. And it's pretty much the same way today with the dollar. You've got to say, well, if all these say $1 on it, somebody's lying. And, you know, so that's pretty easy to figure it out, though, isn't it, Brian?
Well, you know, hey, Kurt, the issue is, though, nowadays, when they say, will the real person stand up? Those that were telling a lie, they could still stand up because they thought they were telling the truth.
Yeah, or they just kept lying.
Yeah, but today they would just stand, and they just keep lying, saying, hey, this is truth, right? They just, yeah.
That's right.
I'm not sitting down. I'm telling you the truth. Lying through their teeth.
Figure it out.
Hey, I got good news for you, gentlemen. You've heard of Volkswagen, right?
Volkswagen, yes.
V-O-L-K-S, Volkswagen, right?
Right.
I know we don't always say it right in America. We just say Volkswagen, right? But Volkswagen, I guess they're changing their name. Did you hear this?
No.
It's now Volts. V-O-L-T-S, Volkswagen. That's correct. because the company plans to have more than 70 electric model vehicles for sale worldwide by 2029. It's coming. Did you hear all that?
No.
Wow.
I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened in a second, and then we'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam, Kurt, and Brian on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, Kurt Crosby's back, ladies and gentlemen. You got to dig that. He won't be with us every day on the radio because he's just got too much to do, man. He's got so many grandchildren. He's got his businesses he runs. I'm still promoting raw honey delivered directly to your door. I'm telling you right now, that's like liquid gold, that stuff. Raw honey, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get a hold of raw honey, then go to localhoneyman.com on the net, localhoneyman.com, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or you can simply call and talk to him by voice. Imagine that old-fashioned, old-school idea. You can call, or you can text if you're modern, 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. Anyway, Volkswagen is now changing their name to Volkswagen. And Volkswagen is designed to really let you know they're going to be busting out hardcore. All right. The company plans to have more than 70 electric models by 2029. They're doubling down on the Joe Biden. We're taking it seriously. All right. Here's what happened. Volkswagen basically gave this directive to all the news organizations. The news people bought off on it. Twitter was used by the CEO of Volkswagen to double down and say, yep, it's all true. Now it turns out that Volkswagen comes clean, says it's not true. It was an April Fool's joke, and all the mainstream press media got caught in the scandal, and now they're all pointing the finger and all mad at Volkswagen for lying and taking advantage of it for marketing purposes. You want to respond to that first, Kurt?
Well, you got it right on the nose, Sam. And it's WICZ-TV, Fox 40 out of, I'm not sure where that is, but headline there says, Volkswagen of America said its name was changing. Now it admits it was just a disaster of an April Fool's stunt. You know, the thing is, people need to lighten up. And just kind of relax and say, well, that's kind of fun. I mean, that's kind of cool. And it's a smart way to get in the news and also to highlight the idea that, hey, they are going to have some options that would be electric. You know, I mean, when you got the federal government forcing everybody to basically embrace the electric car and stuff like that, I think, this ought to be almost kind of fun, but
hey. Amen to that. I got a question, Brian. Who fell for the fake news lie and got caught and peddled the fake news along with the Volkswagen company, and who didn't? Let me just ask you that question.
Well, I would think your mainstream, those that just basically grab something and throw it out there, I guess. Those that are reporting.
Yeah, they all want to be first to the news, and they all peddle the fake news of Volkswagen. I got to give them a little bit of credit because Volkswagen did document it via Twitter, via their CEO, so they had every reason to believe that it was accurate news. The problem is they got caught in the fake news, and we told the whole story right here on Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
There you go. So maybe Twitter. Maybe they're gonna take their Twitter account away because they're... They falsified their
No.
You know?
No. They're on the in track.
Now, if on the other hand, the Volkswagen people said something like the vote was stolen or something like that, then, oh, yeah, they'd have to shut their account down. But, you know, they wouldn't do it here, you know, on something like this. By the way,
it looks
like
the vote was stolen, and I won't back away from that, Kurt.
Yeah, good. It looks like Volkswagen is going to buy some credits from Tesla in China to comply with environmental rules. And, of course, that'll be all on the up and up. Remember when the Volkswagen guys kind of fudged the numbers and got their diesel car kind of approved? You know, when the government sits there and tells people how they got to make their product, I just think the government shouldn't be doing that. You know, I mean, people ought to choose to buy the product, whether the company makes it with, I don't know, one kind of engine or another kind, but the people ought to do it, not the government. But kind of crazy idea.
Maybe I'm going to push out there that they're starting to create what we call a VOTE, V-O-T-E wagon. The boat wagon, and they're going to have the they'll drive by and they'll have ballots and you can vote as they, you know, it's more of a boat wagon. That's maybe
you've heard of like a drive by shooting off. Or the drive by media. Now this is drive by voting, huh? Via the vote wagon.
That's right.
Ooh, good point. See, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, isn't Liberty Roundtable Live one of the greatest think tanks on the planet? You know, you got all these people. You have Kurt Crosby, you got Brian Rust, you got Lowell Nelson, you got Dr. Scott Bradley, you got Becky Akers, you've got all kinds of people, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and at least the other thing that you'll hear here that you won't hear other places is things that are, what would you say, you know, that the other guys can't talk about. For example, you know, you brought up the vote, Sam, and, you know, when you look at what happened in the last election and that kind of thing. The other big boys, they get threatened with lawsuits, and so they just go, well, we're not going to talk about that anymore. And, you know, so that's what happens in this day that we live in. The lawsuits, or as Paul Harvey used to say, the sewers include, and, you know, so that's how they control those big media pieces, whether it's Glenn Beck or, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson or any of those people, because they get threatened to be sued. And so then they say, well, guess we'll go on to another topic. That's how it works.
Yep.
Yes, sadly it does. And by the way, this is not an April Fool's joke. This is a real story. I don't really know how to respond to it, but it says this: Utah Jazz player, plane bird strike, was especially bad, according to officials. Do you guys know what happened with this one?
Yeah, yes, they had birds that flew into they left the airport, and their plane had to come back. And then, you know, one of the players, Mitchell, I believe it was, didn't attend the game. He didn't fly back out. He didn't like to fly much anyway, they said, I guess, but. Yeah,
all right, so yeah, they say a plane bird strike was especially bad, according to officials. So at first they thought it might have been one bird or a flock of birds or whatever else. And they literally, I mean, just imagine, though, if that would have taken down the whole plane, you'd have a whole Jazz team go out all at once. And this is not a joke. This is serious. It was very scary, as far as I understand. And, man, it makes you hesitant to fly, Kurt.
Well, you know, and this was, as I understand, it was a chartered plane leaving Salt Lake City, heading to, I think it was Memphis, for a ball game.
Yes, sir. That's
and,
right.
You know, they basically, you know, encountered some birds that were flying in the wrong place. I mean, they probably, those birds hadn't got cleared by air traffic control, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So
I think they had to make all birds comply with air traffic controllers and report in is what they need to do, or they shouldn't be able to fly, for crying out loud.
Congress is going to have to make a law on that. You know what I mean?
That's right. But well, you have a number of clubs
You have a number of clubs.
Falcons
the
fail compliance test there.
Duck clubs.
Yeah.
Duck clubs. You now you're talking.
Yeah, right.
That's all right.
Yeah, people firing shotguns out there by the airport. It happens. I've been out there. My father-in-law was a member of one of those clubs. So yeah. Planes flying over, people shooting birds, guns are going off.
Oh, boy. They say the plane started to tilt to the left and lose altitude. This is when one of the engines basically just that was damaged by the birds, went out. And so it says for roughly 10 minutes, the flight crew went through the process of figuring out what had happened, what the next steps were. During that time, the Jazz players, coaches, and staff were in a state of confusion and fear. I'll bet there was a little praying going on, and they...
We would endorse that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, we're pro-prayer, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They say Clarkson said he's one of the Jazz players. He said, I turned to look out the window and see the whole engine shaking and everything, and a lot of people in the back that were sitting behind the engine and stuff like that, they seen a burst of flames, so immediately they're probably thinking the plane is fully caught on fire. Flight, they say, had struck a flock of birds upon taking off, had completely lost the function of the left engine. Plane then started to tilt to the left and lose altitude. Many tried to send out texts to family members, worrying that it might be the last communication that they would ever have. It's definitely an experience, and I'm happy we're able to tell. At least 30 seconds of that flight, everybody came to a point where it was like, man, this might be over for us. So, yeah.
Man, I'd rather drive one of them Volkswagens than that, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Don't you want one of those wagons, Brian?
Have you ever been hit by a bird in the car? I remember one time I got hit by a pheasant on the window. Boy, I'll tell you what, that'll perk you right up.
Ruffle your feathers. That'll ruffle your feathers. If you get hit. I've been hit by a bird in the car, too, in the front.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should probably mandate that these birds check in because it's getting a little bit...
That's right.
A little scary out there.
Congress.
Let me tell you this: those birds think they're just too into freedom, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Taking off.
They can just fly and land whenever they want without any rules or flight paths or anything filed or documented or anything like that. Not even following proper flight procedures.
Yeah, and I'm wondering where the Humane Society is standing up for the birds. I mean. They're going to...
Wait a minute, now they'll say you can't fly at all.
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, you killed a bird, you're going to prison. You know, I mean, you see...
Well, we might want to look at here, basically, with those gun clubs kind of out there, we might want to take away some guns. Maybe it wasn't birds. You know, we better dig into kind of a shotgun, maybe. I'm not saying that happened, but we probably ought to dig into it, maybe. Pull all those guns out of that area.
That's probably what they'll
guns
say next.
And planes. And the problem is the humans. You realize that, right? The problem is that you guys are global warming exploiters, and you guys just need to. Don't worry. Fox News contributor and former White House press secretary, McEnany. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Kayleigh McEnany. She has been promoted to a co-host position. She will co-host what they call Fox News, the show called Outnumbered, along with Harris Faulkner, Emily Compatno, and I guess they'll be rotating guests and panelists, etc. So she's in, man. The revolving door continues, right?
Yeah,
I'll tell you, though, this.
There you go.
She's better than most by far, Kurt. Final word to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Amen to that. And Brian, good to hear from you. Thanks for your efforts. Good work, Sam.
And just imagine if we had a bunch of Trump. Just imagine if we had a bunch of Trump aware people. Meaning Trump aware means you're kind of woke to the patriot side of things, if you will. Just imagine if they were all in the news. What would it be like? God save the Republic.